Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for being with us. This is Point of View. My name is Pimelo Modena. Thank you so much for making time for us. And thank you so much to Anastasia. She'll be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Okay. Coming up on the show, we'll be really talking to somebody who has been a diplomat, somebody who understands our foreign policy very, very well. We want a bit of analysis. We'll be talking about the ICJ's court hearing that will be, it's not actually a court hearing. South Africa, as you may remember, had been to the ICJ before to present their case, hoping for the ICJ to investigate Israel. And we are back again with our submissions again. And that is supposed to be happening today. So we'll be speaking to Kingsley Makubela just to get a sense of what that all means. We know that South Africa is going to be making the submissions today, but Israel will only be responding about 9 months later. So we'll have that conversation and what is likely to mean. That food poisoning story is still a big, big story. So we're going to speak to toxicologists to understand really what has happened to those children. There was a press briefing today by Minister Aaron Motsoaledi. There was also a press briefing with other departments just to help us understand what may have happened. We do not have a final conclusive evidence of the link between what killed the children in Soweto and what is presently in the stores or the spaza shops that they may have bought stuff from, because the two tests are actually quite separate. So we'll have that conversation just after 9 o'clock in our health feature. So if you follow government ministers on X, you may have seen some really interesting exchanges. First was an announcement by Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber, who announced that he has signed what he calls a historic agreement granting visa-free access to South Africa for Ukraine holders of diplomatic, official and service passport and vice versa. Very, very quickly, the Office of the Presidency responded and say, the President did not sign off on those minutes. So it got a bit complicated. And then Crispin Peary also responded to say, well, actually, we today, you're welcome to come to our ceremony, to our signing ceremony at Durco. So let's clarify all of that. Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation spokesperson Crispin Peary, you're welcome on the show. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, and thank you very much for having me.
Well, did you invite Minister Schreiber to your event today as Durco, as international relations?
Yes, so there was an invite that was sent to his office long before his public announcement.
Yes.
And we were expecting that he would be there, but I think something had occurred, so he was not able to be part of the official signing ceremony. But just also to explain the process.
Yeah, I was going to go there.
Minister Schreiber would probably have been part of the technical process that would enable a waiver of visas for diplomats and officials to visit each other's countries, because, of course, the Department of Home Affairs is the custodian of our borders through the Border Management Agency. So ultimately, granting access to who can come into the country would somehow fall under their domain. But at a diplomatic level, in fact, not even at a diplomatic level, in terms of process, when you agree to an agreement that is binding the country, you would have to then send the agreement itself and something called a presidential minute to the president. And then the president would then countersign it, and then it's officially then an agreement that binds the republic. So officially, one wouldn't announce something like that before the presidential minute is signed, because that's then what makes it official. And also, it's not something that you initiate unilaterally. It's something that gets negotiated through the diplomatic channel. So one would not agree with a particular text, then it would go back and forth and back and forth until we really find each other and we know that this complies with our domestic law on the one side, and it complies with our international law prescripts as well. Having gone through a state law advisor process, then only you then send it upwards to the president through the presidential minute process, and then you have an official agreement.
So you spoke of the presidential minutes, are we to understand that the minister had not received that signing off yet, and therefore the announcement was premature?
I would say that yes. I mean, whilst the government had every intention to ensure that we signed this agreement and we've entered into the negotiation, so that process was complete. And I understand that the minister may have been aware that the process is complete, and that's why he would have signed something specifically. But without having the presidential minute, it's not yet official. And so, I think it's a basic protocol of government that we can start acquainting our colleagues with.
For us, where is the process now? Has everybody signed off, or does it still have to go to the president for his final signature?
As I know it now, I think the president was in the process of signing it. I'm not sure. At the time of us meeting our colleagues from Ukraine, that was a process that was still underway. But like we say, that is the next formal step that is required. And once that is done, the agreement is then entered into.
And this wasn't the making for a long time. As you say, you know, there's a long process to getting it here.
Yes, absolutely. It's not a unilateral decision. Someone doesn't wake up one day and say, we're waiving the visa for X country. It goes through the diplomatic channels, but it's also a request from both sides. So if you are following, if you had the chance to follow the press conference today, Minister Sibiya had said that one of the things that they would like to see is this process also applying to normal citizens. And he said for the Ukraine, a South African going to the Ukraine doesn't need a visa. But then coming to us, they would need an electronic visa process. And you were saying, let's look at wavering this process. Mm. And we said, sure, it will then go through the diplomatic channel. Mm. And from there, we'll come back and have an agreement, maybe possibly 2 years from now or a bit. It totally takes a bit of time. Mm. This process in particular, I think, started around 2002. Mm. And the reason why it's for diplomatic passports, I mean, not 2002, sorry, 2022. Mm-hmm. The reason why it's for diplomatic passports and officials is because we are heavily engaged as we speak now in the diplomatic process. And it really just makes it a lot more easier for us to access Ukraine and speak to our Ukrainian counterparts in Ukraine. Gotcha. Without having an administrative burden of having a visa and so on and so on.
Understood. I really appreciate you clarifying all of that, Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation spokesperson, Crispin Peary.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.